And then if they get totally exhausted, they sit in the sofa and then switch on the screen. And what they watch on the screen is the people going through that same behavior. But for a moment it feels good because it sends you into a kind of semi-trance-like state because they have their problems and they're not mine. But nobody questions whether to live like that is sane or not. Very rarely. Occasionally these days, the truth comes through here and there, even in through the media. Occasionally, in certain films. Occasionally, even on television. Occasionally. But mostly, it's a reflection of the collective dysfunction of the human mind. So this moment, this is the theme of our retreat. Throughout the retreat, and the times when you're not here are as important as the times when you're here, and that's only a way of putting it, because no matter whether you sit here, whether you're walking from here to your room, or whether you're sitting in your room or in the dining hall or amongst the beautiful trees, the trails, the lake, it's always now. I can guarantee and predict that no matter where you find yourself here, it will be this moment. Now, our retreat here is to find out, to be attentive, to be alert, in order to know what your relationship is, so to speak, with the present moment, while you're here, in the moment. What is your relationship to this moment? Are you embracing it, whatever form it takes? The forms change. A new person appears in front of you. The mouth opens, speaking happens. Then the person goes. Then steps happen. A tree is there. The beautiful colors. And the next thing comes. What is your relationship to this moment? Particularly, see if you can detect any way in which you avoid this moment, where you are ahead of the moment to some future moment. That could be when you're walking between here and your room, that mentally you're already in your room doing what you're going to do there. And you don't see, while you walk, this beautiful moment, the incredible beauty around you, you don't see it at that moment because you're already doing in your room what you're going to do there. Or even worse, you're thinking about what you will have to do when you get home, back to your life situation, and the dilemma and the problems. Where's the now? What now? No, I need to get home to deal with all that stuff. What am I still doing here? And then you wake up at that moment and you discover your relationship to the present moment, it was one of denial. You don't exist. You're not important at all. Something else is more important, is some future moment, and that's what I need to think about. The future, of course, is only a mind form. The only place where you can ever encounter the future is in your head. This is such a revolutionary thought, a revolutionary realization, and not even the greatest scientists or philosophers could argue with that. The only place where you ever encounter the future is in your head. Well, yeah, it has to be. Of course it's true. And this, of course, also applies to the past. The only way, place you can ever encounter the past is in your head. And yes, also to some extent as an emotional accumulation in your body, but even that you can only feel at this moment. But whenever you remember the past,